Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hey, friends, happy day. And I say day because I don't know what day you're listening to this, but whatever day it is, I hope it's a good one for you. I am sitting at my kitchen counter today, and I hope there's not too much of an echo, but I had to come up here because we have these huge glass windows in my kitchen, and it is snowing so much outside. It is a winter wonderland. And I'm very sensitive to my environments. I love to place myself where I feel inspired. And this just happens to be where I'm being inspired today. I've got a vase of tulips to my left, a vase of roses to my right, and out my windows, so much snow falling. I wish you could see it. It's so beautiful. And I don't even know when you're going to be listening to this because I always record these podcasts ahead of time. I like to batch my work. So you may be listening to this in the spring, but right now it's snowing where I am and we haven't had a lot of it. So I'm super excited. Okay. So today's podcast is all about my spiritual search for the it bag. Now I know that most people would not put the word spiritual and handbag in the same sentence, but I'm not like most people. I have found God in Bergdorf's. I've had spiritual experiences at the Ritz-Carlton. And more recently, I had an awakening on the search for the perfect handbag in Paris. I personally believe that the presence of a higher power is everywhere, in everything and in everyone. Everything we think, feel, and choose is an expression of our soul. Spirituality is not just what happens 1 hour every Sunday morning. So be sure that you choose wisely and well in everything you do. So let me share a story that explains what I'm talking about. And it's a story of how I got a love smack from God at Chanel's flagship store in Paris. So when I arrived in Paris a couple of years ago, I knew I was going to invest in a fantastic handbag. It was my gift to myself for raising my daughter and sending her off to school. And I had already decided it was going to be a Chanel, because isn't that the handbag that every woman should own? So on a Wednesday afternoon, my Uber dropped me off at 31 Rue Cambon, which is where Chanel's flagship store is. And I entered the door, and it was like this dreamlike state. I walked past Coco's iconic staircase, and I just felt this sense of bliss. My breath was literally taken away. Then something crazy happened. Suddenly, my ribs were squeezed so tight, it was hard to breathe. Apparently, while I was in my dream state, I realized that I had been herded into the store with what felt like hundreds of other people who apparently had the same idea as me. So here I am, I'm packed in this boutique like a can of sardines, and I was attempting to squeeze myself between the other raving fans so I could at least get a close-up look at this handbag I was thinking about investing in. But our bodies were packed so tightly, I could only see it from afar. You see, I had such a romantic idea brewing in my head that visiting Chanel during Fashion Week would be so intimate and special. By the way, I would never recommend that you go to Chanel during Paris Fashion Week. That's just my personal opinion. So as I was standing there, I quickly began to wonder, what the heck am I doing here? I asked myself, Tanya, why do you really want a Chanel bag? And as I was being pushed and elbowed from every side, I began to do this mental inventory of why I was standing in that store at that very moment. I was on the brink of a spiritual awakening, and it came at the most unexpected time, as it usually does, right? Because that's when I realized the real reason why I was there, and quite honestly, it made me sick to my stomach. I was standing inside of Chanel because of vanity. A Chanel bag in my eyes was a sign of accomplishment. I had this belief that when you carry a Chanel, it's like carrying a badge of honor, like you've finally arrived as a woman. You know, I remember seeing women at the airport with this iconic flap around their shoulder and thinking, wow, they must be so important, or They must have a man that really loves them. I remember glancing around the store as I was doing this mental inventory, and I saw several men buying their wives, or I don't know, maybe their mistresses, a bag. And literally my throat started to tighten up. And I started to ask myself, am I standing here because I want to feel and look important? Do I not feel loved because my man isn't buying it for me? Am I here out of pride? I was literally having a hard time breathing. I needed to get some air, like now, stat. So I ran out of the Chanel store as fast as I could. And you all, I have never felt so happy and free standing out on that Parisian sidewalk. So there I was. I was still a lady without her handbag, but I had something so much better. I had uncovered a deep knowing of who I am as a woman and who I want to be. I don't want to buy things to impress others or feel a hole in the soul that things cannot fill. I want to invest in things that bring me joy. So I went to my favorite people watching bar at Hotel Coast to celebrate with a French kiss cocktail, carrying my old purse that I'd been carrying for years. And as I sat there all alone thinking about what had just happened, I realized that this wasn't about a Chanel bag. I thought about the many women I know who carry their Chanel with so much love and true joy. They bought it for the right reason. In fact, one of my favorite gifts ever are a pair of Chanel earrings that were given to me by a client, and she is a true lover of Chanel. This was about being my own woman and really knowing what I like instead of following trends and shoulds or vanity. This was about me listening to my heart. One of the ways I like to make decisions is to ask myself why. Why do I want this? Why am I doing this? And if at the bottom of that questioning is a reason I don't like, I don't do it. And you know what? I did not like my reason for wanting a Chanel bag. And for that reason, I didn't buy it. But now I had to take a good look at the flip side of vanity. So here's what happened. I had determined that my handbag would not be Chanel, but I was not about to abort my mission. I was still on the hunt for my handbag. However, it was Paris, and I knew that there are some missions a girl shouldn't go at alone. This was one of them. So a few days later, I met up with my friend and Parisian stylist Helene on Avenue Montaigne, which is the Paris equivalent of New York City's Fifth Avenue. And I told her about my whole Chanel drama. And she said to me, "Oh, I'm so glad you didn't buy it." And I was really curious about why a Parisian woman would say that. Don't Parisian women carry Chanel bags? In fact, it felt like blasphemy. But she replied to me, she was like, "Tanya, you won't see many Parisian women wearing a Chanel bag. It's so cliche. There are better bags out there for you." Now I had to be really careful not to go down the reverse snobbery hole of this thought, which was, I knew it. I am too cool for Chanel. This is like a form of spiritual snobbery. It's a seemingly justified flip side of vanity these days, and it's crept into so many of our minds, mine included. And I'm not going to lie, for a moment I started to feel it. But when I noticed where my mind was going after Helene's comment, I laughed because I knew it was just a different side of the same coin. I simply wanted a handbag that felt like me. So with my trusted style guide by my side, we set off on my spiritual quest for my handbag. But why are handbags so important? I feel like I need to talk about this. You know, for me, a quality handbag has a unique story to each of us. First, there's the story of the vision behind its creation, as well as the artisan who's given birth to it. Then there's the story you recall about your experience in the search, deciding upon and ultimately purchasing it, where you are, who you're with, how you felt, how it makes you feel, your why. But most importantly for me, my handbag is the story of my life. I carry it everywhere. One of my friends often says that I turn everything into a love story. At one point, I remember writing love stories to my coffee, to the music every day that I listen to, but things have meaning. And it is so for me when it comes to my handbag. You know, I think about my handbag, it's my constant sidekick through life. Think about this for you. Like, your handbag has been with you on date nights, running errands with your kids, buying your first home, walking down the streets of your favorite city, watching your daughter's dance recital. She's always there offering you something simple but needed, whether it's a credit card, a handkerchief, a fresh mint, some ibuprofen, a tube of lipstick, your phone, your passport. She is always by your side. It's about so much more than the handbag. Because when it came to my search for my handbag, I didn't need a purse. My old purse did the job just fine. But did I really want one? The answer was yes, and I was going to get a handbag. Yet the big question was still unanswered. Why was I doing this in the first place? I realized that I had another false belief that my why had to be grandiose, something profound and deep, like it was going to help me save the world or be a resounding symbol of self-love. But it wasn't. And I really liked my reason. And my reason was this. I appreciate beautiful, well-crafted things. I like things that will last for a lifetime or three. I love finding things that I can pass down to my daughter and in turn she can give to her daughter. I love making investments in things that never go out of style, items that will appreciate and value over time. And I really like handbags. And 2 years later, I still like my reason. When it comes to purchases, I take them seriously. They hold the treasured memories of my past as well as the dreams of my future. You know, I think about the big comfy sweater that I have that will forever remind me of one of my first nights with Glenn sitting outside by a fire, or the gold pendant that I wear that is engraved with my daughter's beautiful face. It's about how it makes you feel and the memories you'll associate with the things you own. And what I've learned is that when you follow your heart, you will find whatever that item is that you're looking for. So for me, there I was strolling the streets of Paris with Helene, contemplating the memories I wanted to make and the dreams that I wanted to live. And these thoughts guided me to the bag that would ultimately be mine. My eyes were magnetically drawn to the storefront of Dior. The entry felt how I wanted my life to feel. It's very elegant, it's very feminine, and also very powerful. And as we walked in, we were greeted by the most lovely staff. I wasn't packed in there like sardines. And one of them, I came to find out, was the sales lady who had presented Lady Diana with her first Lady Dior bag, which was made in her honor. And I've always adored Lady Diana, so this was yet another sign. So they brought us champagne and shoes and bags, and I was in heaven. My soul was at ease, and I knew that my bag would be a Dior. But because Dior had just come on my radar as a contestant in my handbag search, I wasn't ready to make my purchase just yet. Buying a designer handbag for me is like choosing your next house. You better like it because it's going to be with you for a long time. So I figured that if this bag was for me, a few days of waiting would tell the truth. And so I waited. And then God spoke to me through the Dior salesman. So the next week, I took Glenn hostage at Dior. We were escorted to this beautiful special room where we were served champagne again. You know, I have to say this, the Parisians really know how to quench a lady's thirst, especially when they're shopping. But I told the salesperson about the bag I was thinking about and asked to see it in several colors. And while we were waiting for him to return, I recalled a conversation that I'd had earlier in my visit with a friend at a cafe in Saint-Germain. And just a special note here about waiting. I have found that a lot of my epiphanies have happened for me during that seemingly humdrum waiting moments in my life. So I want you to embrace those. Make sure you're always listening, especially in the unexpected slow times. I know we're so tempted to get busy with unnecessary chatter. We get on our phones and we check Facebook and Instagram. But what if you just gave yourself that space to listen? Because the signs are often found in that silence. But anyway, back to my conversation with my friend that I was thinking about. We were having this fun discussion about the next evolution of ourselves. I am so passionate about the idea that we as women, we get to create ourselves, not fix ourselves because we're not broken, but we get to create ourselves from a place of love and joy and excitement about what is possible. And I remember I described to her the woman I wanted to be. And the description I used was, I want to be a modern lady. And to me, a modern lady means having a feminine edge, being kind, yet having a red velvet rope policy, meaning boundaries, being sophisticated yet down to earth, and also a woman who knows what she wants and she creates it for herself. And so I was sitting there thinking, and then the gentleman returned with the Diorama handbag. That's the name of the handbag that I was looking at. And he brought it to me in several colors. And I tried each of them on in a very non-hurried fashion. The first one was black, then navy, and then in gray. And as I slid the silver chain holding the gray bag over my shoulder, that's when I heard God. The salesman looked at me with a single pointed focus and said, "This is the bag for the modern lady." And I was like, "What? Did he just say that? Was he in my head?" But I knew it. This was my bag. Now, you may be thinking about this and thinking, gosh, Tanya, you're being so materialistic. But you know what? Materialism gets such a bad rap. Yes, things do not make you happy. And our society is obsessed with constant mass consumerism. But I choose to look at things through the eyes of spirituality because everything, including a handbag, is energy. And we live in a material world. And what we consume, carry, and converse about says a lot about who we are, and it's creating our lives. And just like the flowers I buy each week, every time I carry my handbag, I think beautiful thoughts that help me create a sense of joy in my everyday life. Spirituality isn't only found in shrines and silence, and you don't have to renounce consumerism to be a spiritual person. I mean, have you seen Oprah rocking out her Louboutins? Spirituality is a broad concept that has a lot of room for interpretation. My flavor of spirituality is knowing that we are connected to something bigger than ourselves and enjoying and appreciating this life we've been blessed with. When you're in a state of gratitude and joy, you are connected with God. And in my case, God tapped me on the shoulder in Paris and led me straight out of Chanel and right into Christian Dior to find my perfect handbag. So the next time you're thinking about making an investment, I want you to think about this episode. I want you to ask yourself why you're doing it and do you like your reason? And if you do, I am your biggest cheerleader in investing in things that bring you joy. Have a beautiful day, and I will see you on the next episode. Cheers.